Mara Show.
Ah, come in, Mr. Simpson. Ah, welcome to Mouse Bat Follicle Goose Creature Ampersand Spong Wap Caplet Loose Liver Vendetta and Prang.
Thank you.
Do sit down. My name's Wap Caplet, Adrian Wap Caplet.
How do you do?
Now, Mr. Simpson. Simpson. French, is it?
No.
Ah. Now, I understand you want us to advertise your washing powder.
String.
It's the Michael.
String, washing powder, what's the difference? We can sell anything.
Good. Well, I have this large quantity of string, 122,000 miles of it to be exact, which I inherited, and I thought if I advertised it...
Of course, a national campaign. Useful staff string, no trouble there.
Ah, but there's a snag, you see. Due to bad planning, the 122,000 miles is in 3-inch lengths. So it's not very useful.
Well, that's our selling point. Simpson's individual stringettes.
What?
The Now String. Ready cut, easy to handle, Simpson's individual emperor stringettes, just the right length.
For what?
A million household uses.
Such as?
Tying up very small parcels, attaching notes to pigeons' legs, destroying household pests.
Destroying household pests? How?
Well, if they're bigger than a mouse, you can strangle them with it, and if they're smaller, then you flog them to death with it.
Surely.
Destroy 99% of known household pests with pre-sliced, rust-proof, easy-to-handle, low-calorie Simpson's individual emperor stringettes, free from artificial colouring, as used in hospitals.
Hospitals?
Have you ever been in a hospital where they didn't have string?
No, but it's only string.
Only string? It's everything. It's waterproof.
No, it isn't.
All right, it's water-resistant, then.
It isn't.
All right, it's water-absorbent. It's super-absorbent string. Absorb water today with Simpson's individual water-absorbitex stringettes. Away with floods.
You just said it was waterproof.
Away with the dull drudgery of workaday tidal waves. Use Simpson's individual flood preventers.
You're mad.
Shut up. Sex. Must get sex into it. Wait, I see a television commercial. There's this nude woman in a bath holding a bit of your string. That's great. But we need a doctor. Gotta have a medical opinion. There's a nude woman in a bath with a doctor. That's too sexy. Put an archbishop there watching them. That'll take the curse off it. Now, we need children and animals. There's two kids admiring the string and a dog admiring the archbishop who's blessing the string. International players are missing the archbishop.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Oh, boy.
I don't like spam!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with the sublime to the ridiculous.
Yes.
Adult video news, Paul Fishbein.
All right.
Paul Gold. Paul Gold will be talking porn and the state of porn. You'll do some heavy lifting
I'll
there, Burbank.
I look forward to that.
Also, new hottie Indy car driver, Milka Duno. That is her real name.
Hot, too.
Boy, what is the website? I think it's milkaduno.com if you want to get a look
right
at this
yeah
woman. I think we might have a link on MikeO'MaraShow.com to
her
that website. She had a cat fight over the weekend with Danica Patrick during the big Indy race out in Ohio, which is pretty interesting.
Is it me, or is she a little better looking than Danica?
She, you be the judge. I love Danica's look. She's got almost the young... Same look of the ghost lady. I'm totally blocking on
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, the lady that was in Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Demi Moore?
Young Demi Moore. That's Danica Patrick.
Whoopi Goldberg. But
Milka Duno is very exotic looking,
yes,
and kind of hot. They're both hot, and they were having their fingernails out and having a catfight.
Suddenly, I'm interested in racing.
Before we get rolling here, may I please have Katie come to the studio, please? Got to take care of a little in-house business
KT
here. KT. Can KT please... Please come to the studio, Beth Ann, if you're listening to that.
Relieve
and
her.
Buzz and I might actually be taking in the old Eric Idle show this coming Thursday night.
I think you'd have a great time.
The thing that sold me on it was the whole wolf trap thing. Uh-huh. And Katie, come to the
hard
microphone, please. Katie.
Hi, Katie. Isn't it great to show up on Monday and find Katie here?
It is. It's always a delight, but I think Katie's mad at me. I have to. Katie, you've been pouting at me all day. Did I make you mad today? Tell me the truth. If I made you mad, I am very, very sorry. Did I make you mad?
I can honestly say not any more than I already was.
Oh, why were you mad? Why were you mad at me?
Not at you. I'm just having a really crappy day.
Oh, I thought, see, Katie, let me explain that, I'm very sensitive today, very sensitive to women being angry at me today.
Oh,
I
no
cannot go into any detail about
right
it,
of course,
but just to, a little bit concerned, with that and with the whole thing at the beginning of the show with the in the bag game and stuff like that. I thought mm-hmm you were angry with me. I thought you were a little bit.
No, I'm mad at the world.
Why, Katie? Why are you mad at the world? What can we do to help?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. Come on, man.
Was it a bad weekend? And I believe me, I understand if you don't want to elaborate, right, because I certainly can't elaborate today at all on this.
No, to be told, I had a great weekend.
Well, good.
But
so why the unhappiness? Can you put it in general terms?
I'm a woman. Just let it
okay,
go.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. I hear you.
No,
see,
I'm,
here's
I'm
the
kidding.
Difference, though.
It's just a rough start to the day. You
I'm
know?
Speaking hypothetically, but that's the thing.
Hypothetical.
When you're talking about men and women, it is very hard to let it go for us guys. You know, because guys operate this way. Guys want closure. Isn't that right, gentlemen?
Closure and approval.
We want approval.
And
but
beer.
Beer, closure, food. We want to be able to scratch. No, the thing is, no, I mean, we need closure.
Yeah. Yes,
when guys are true. Feeling that yes. they've done something wrong, they need closure.
We
I don't
want
think...
to finish something before we move on to something
yeah,
else.
So everything's fine with you and me because you gave me a look coming out when I right at the beginning of the show after we did the in the bag thing.
Yeah.
I looked at you and I walked by you, and all of a sudden you put your eyes down and walked right by me, and I was just like,
ouch.
And I didn't speak to you. Because,
are you certain that just wasn't respect?
Well, no, it was. It was no, but because Katie was Katie and I were having a little programming discussion.
Right.
That was a little tense right before we did a certain bit on the show, and I was kind of standing my ground on that. And then after that, I was like, boy, I've really done something. But it was somebody. Was it just the whole day the way it's been
no,
going?
No, I just chalked that up to just part of the day.
Was it BDK's problem? Can we blame it on him? Can we blame BDK? Please, I love to blame
always
BDK.
Feel free.
If it makes you feel better, sure.
It does. It does.
Well, he was apologizing to me today.
What for?
Really?
Yeah, because I loaned him a movie to watch like 100 years ago, and he still hasn't watched it.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. It's his fault.
Tell me about it.
It's BDK's fault.
Pain
oh
in the ass.
He's like crying in a corner now. You just know it.
Well, I just want to make sure you're happy because
big
I like
fat
you.
Kevin.
I like you bouncy and happy in here because yeah. you. I like you when you're, you know, laughing at Rob's stupid jokes. That's
hey,
what,
jolly,
that's the
like
Katie
Steve
I like.
Wozniak.
Yes. You're obsessed with Steve Wozniak.
Is he ever?
Unbelievable.
I well, I found a guy with a Hawaiian shirt that I think would fit me.
Is so everything's fine? Everything's cool?
Yeah, I you know, it's just a little too much weekend, I think
see.
Is how you would put it.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Gotcha. Okay, well, perhaps
right.
we're
yeah.
kindred spirits.
We're cool
no,
on that
we're
one.
Cool. We're tight, buddy.
Okay, I needed that. I needed that because it's been a little tough. I'll elaborate, hopefully, maybe someday when I can.
Just
but,
know we look forward to your perkiness, and we were concerned. That's
I'll bring
all.
It back tomorrow.
All right, Dad, take your time.
I'll okay. prepare some material.
Wish I could say more, but Katie's not the only one that had a little too much weekend.
How's
so
that?
Before we get to our buzz, let's open up
oh,
the audio
it's
vault.
Open.
It's open, Rob.
And guess who's in the audio vault today?
Who do we have? Real quick, because then we got to get the first of the last of the buzz.
Hollywood ooh. Footnote Gary Busey.
What's he done now?
He's released a whole hunk of things on YouTube where it's just him, and he looks pretty good. He's cleaned himself up.
Ah, this is Gary Busey.
But he's sitting in a chair, and he's opining on things.
All right, let's the one I saw it was labeled as a business idea. Are all of these business ideas
well,
as far as
well, let's listen
gonna...
and
all right.
see. I mean,
fair
it
enough.
Looked like they were produced by somebody.
Gary Busey.
Okay, first one is about hybrid automobiles.
Oh, good.
Nowadays, all you need is an idea. Entrepreneurial steward. Passion.
Hold on. What? I get duped into it because the whole Katie thing. Yeah, he sounds really good.
No,
sounds
I didn't
a
say
lot
he
better
sounds,
than he did on the red
said,
carpet, Rob.
I said he looked good. I never said he sounded good.
He's excited.
He still sounds like the lunatic that was
well,
attacking people on the red carpet.
Okay,
all right,
here we go.
Nowadays, all you need is an idea. Entrepreneurial steward. Passion and initiative. How about this one? How about a sticker for the side of your SUV that says it's a hybrid? You won't save the planet or use less fuel, but people will stop giving you the finger and won't be calling you a village idiot or environmental disaster or a stupid, misfortunate placenta.
There you are.
All right. First question. I believe Gary Busey, perhaps a heavy smoker.
I hope.
Is there some sort of you know,
I mean,
breathing deal, asthmatic? What the hell is that?
If not, get him some albuterol or something.
What is the elephant-looking cut? What is that?
I want to play one for you first.
Okay.
Work through them systematically. This one is about Buseyisms.
All right.
It's self-called Buseyism.
Right. I have a hobby that's really wonderful because it helps me understand the meaning of one word with a sentence that reflects the word's meaning and definition. These are called Buseyisms because I take these
right.
from my own heart, my own spirit, my own soul.
Listen carefully.
And make this interpretation so you can hear it and live by it.
Buseyism.
The word now.
You're an idiot.
No other way.
No other way now.
So they're acting.
Time out.
I see.
Yeah.
To ensure measured energy on using time. The word team. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more. And that's the foundation of the bottom line for
what?
Got V Mail.
What?
Teamwork.
All right, you know, I'm beginning to think, I thought it was like a cigarette habit that's going, you know, I believe he is just chock full of the ging.
You think that's
what
it is?
I believe that's exactly what it is. I mean, there's something that's causing that.
I think he's a genius.
Do you want more Buseyisms?
Give us one more.
Or do you want to hear about lemonade?
No, lemonade is what I want. That's the one more I want.
Here's one. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Oh, thanks. That's
when
original.
When life cracks your head, use a helmet.
Thanks, Gary. We appreciate
that. He would know.
One more of the elephant.
All right, one more Gary Busey, but I'm getting a headache.
I know, me too.
So
wear
he.
A helmet.
There are 360 ways to see an elephant. If you put an elephant in the center of a circle and go around that circle 1 degree at a time, mm-hmm. you will see that same elephant in 360 different perspectives.
Gary Busey, ladies and gentlemen.
What did I say? Geniuses.
I told you.
All right, we got Dirty Barney Rubble, Dirty Bryant and Kelly. Which is dirtier?
They're both equally dirty.
Which is your favorite dirty?
My favorite is Dirty Bryant.
Dirty Bryant and Kelly.
Bryant
Gumbel. I didn't see what was
going on. Is this Bryant Gumbel hosting for Regis?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on during this. I just heard the audio.
Okay.
This may prove to be the most difficult.
That's
go ahead.
Right.
Tell her how to grip it.
Well, she knows how to grip it quite well, and that looks perfect.
Did
and
you hear that?
I'm listening, darling.
She
lives for it.
I will give Kelly Ripa credit for one thing. When she gets a dirtyism, she latches onto it and she doesn't let go. And God bless her for that.
Very naughty girl.
All right, let me see. We've got Greg Norman, the British Open over the weekend. That's no big deal. He didn't win. Everybody knows that. John McCain versus Meredith Vieira. Is that heated?
Well, no. It's just badly organized.
Okay.
You know when they get that little skip? And they talk over each other?
Oh, yeah, the timing
thing. This is the worst example I've ever heard of it.
By satellite.
And also, McCain just sounds a little feebed out.
Okay, very good.
You have admitted that your economic policy is a weakness for you. So do you deserve a learning curve to get up to speed?
Actually, I have far more experience on the economy than Senator Obama. I'm very strong on the economy. I was chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, Science and Transportation, which addresses all these issues. I have a concrete economic plan to fix the problems in America.
But look at the man who has established that plan for you, Phil Graham, who recently called this a mental recession.
He just steamrolls right through.
Wow. Yeah. He hears the skip. He can actually hear that through his little IFB that he's got, but he doesn't care about it. He's just getting his thing out.
Is it by design or is he just getting older?
Let's listen to Will Ferrell at the ESPYs, because I watched maybe 5 seconds of the ESPYs when I was watching my Mad Men marathon yesterday. Okay. What's the best part you got here?
This is when they are approaching Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly of the movie Step Brothers about what they would require to host the ESPY Awards.
Okay.
I'd love to see if you guys would host the show, the ESPY Awards this year.
You're asking us to host the show?
Yeah.
Let me check schedule real quick.
Yeah.
No, not available.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of dreamland you live in. We're major, you know, motion picture stars.
That said, if you want to sweeten the pot a little bit.
You're going to have to meet some of our demands.
Yeah.
If that's going to happen.
We want to go to the Super Bowl.
But we want to go to Super Bowl 13 from 1979, Steelers versus Cowboys. Get whoever is still alive from those teams and have them replay the game for us. Also, I want to ride Big Brown.
And I want to ride Secretariat next to him, attached to a chariot.
Right. I saw that. I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
And I didn't see the part where Will Ferrell accepts the award as Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I'll play you a little bit of it until you tire of it.
Okay, very good.
Just sort of Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, and do they give the award to Tiger and then he just comes out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fans have decided the ESPY goes to Tiger Woods.
Woo! Right. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes!
I heard Justin Timberlake going, trying to be funny and not being funny.
Another trophy, another one of these bad boys. And this one is definitely the most special. Definitely the most special. Who cares? You know, people are always asking me, Tiger, how do you do it? And my answer is, shut up.
Okay, not funny.
Yeah. I'd like to leave you with one more piece of tape. It's only 3 seconds. Do you know who the new voice of the beef campaign is?
I believe it's Matthew McConaughey, right?
Check out this clever read.
Okay.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
I want that one in the machine. And does Trump say anything about Rosie that's worthwhile here?
Same stuff he always says.
I'd love to hear it, though. Yeah, cut number 20, Donald Trump comments on Rosie's marriage, and then we'll get right
to
Rosie.
Well, I think if Rosie and Kelly are splitting, I think that Kelly is a lucky person. Rosie's a total disaster. To be married to Rosie or to be with Rosie, whether you're a man or a woman, must be a very, very difficult situation.
Love him.
I like that. All right, close up the audio vault. Let's get Buzz in here.
Oh, look what was still outside the audio vault.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
You can do that a million times. I don't care.
You should get Gary Busey to do that.
What's for dinner? Yeah, they're Buseyisms.
All right, let's go, Buzz. What do you got for us?
Well, there comes a point when you celebrate even the little things, like gas prices going down by a penny or two, even if they're still a dollar a gallon higher than they were last year. But pump prices actually did back down a bit Friday after oil's biggest price drop in 3 years.
Yeah. They're not really that excited. Hey, what's the matter with you people? Can't you be a little louder? Is that possible? Thank you. It went down.
It's only a penny, though, and this does not mean our troubles are over.
Sometimes it's good when things go down.
Gas stations
hey
are...
Hey, now.
Hey, it's not even Friday.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
But gas stations are eager to get back the customers they haven't been seeing as often, and some are actually cutting their prices even before they get their hands on the slightly cheaper gasoline that's now on the way. But experts say that if and when oil prices go up again, gas station owners will also be ahead of the curve then by raising their prices once again.
How much control do gas station owners have? Isn't this controlled as far as you can't really price gouge, right? So you can't get a guy that's going to charge $6 a gallon, just like you can't get a guy that's going to charge a dollar a gallon, right? That can't be done.
I'm sure they could bring it down if they wanted.
Absolutely.
Can they do it significantly, or does it just...
Not significantly. No, it is tightly controlled, but in this situation where the dealers know that the price of the gasoline they'll be buying this week is less than what they paid for it last week, they might go ahead and knock the pump price down a little bit now to be ahead of the curve.
I got an idea.
Yeah?
What's your name?
I'm Gary Busey.
Do you have a Buseyism?
Yeah.
What is it?
What I'd like to do is, is you could have $16 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
$16. This is better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, Gary?
It's pretty good, yeah.
But all the people that pump the gas are naked.
Okay,
naked.
That's good.
Naked Thanks pumpers. A lot.
Have you been,
I call it abuse, yes.
Have you seen Space Chimps?
Yeah, it's out of this world. Oh, my God.
Who are you?
I'm Gary Busey.
Sing a little Buddy Holly for me.
Hey, hey, hey.
that's enough.
Yeah.
You can stop now. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, my love. All of my kids is... Oh, boy. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
New Hampshire, by the way, has reversed its stand on an offer of free oil from Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Don't trust him.
Chavez had offered the oil to heat the homes of people who cannot afford to do it themselves. New Hampshire refused that offer at first, Chavez being a madman and all. But
we might have an interview with Hugo Chavez somewhere down the road if he gets in the news more.
Does he sound like Gary Busey?
Not one little bit, Rob. Not one little bit.
I was hoping.
Any idea what he does sound like?
No, not
all
yet.
Right. Well, free oil is free oil. That's the important thing. And the state's energy office there in New Hampshire says it will take whatever Chavez cares to share.
As a matter of fact, we're going to put Busey behind the door now. I think
Fair
that's
enough.
A good idea. He's on the other side.
I like
bring
him in. Maybe. Oh, who's there?
It's who you asked for.
Oh, Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
How you doing, Gary?
I call him.
What?
Buseyisms.
And you are?
Gary Busey.
How's your son, Jake?
Jake Busey?
Yes.
He's fantastic because he knows team works.
And what does team stand for?
Taking everything all. Man, like,
wear a helmet.
Good night.
All right.
The other good news today is that, bad as things are, the U.S. is not headed for a recession.
Mm-hmm.
We are, however, facing a very real problem with inflation, higher prices all around.
Right.
And interest rates are apparently having as much impact as energy prices on that. A new survey of economists shows that they're less pessimistic than they were 3 months ago. And they say business overall appears to be on the rebound. But they also believe that economic growth will be slow and that there are more price increases on the way. In the meantime, Americans are burning out at work trying to keep up with the increased workload.
Yeah, Mike.
78% of us feel that way.
Hey. I have another Buseyism.
Hey, it's Gary Busey.
What do you got, Gary?
Price.
Yes?
Price?
Prime retards. Indigenous to cities everywhere.
That's excellent,
That's
Gary.
Price.
That's a Buseyism.
Sure is.
Say hi to Jay.
Thank you.
Wear a helmet. CareerBuilder.com survey also shows that 45% of us say our current workload is too heavy.
Yes, it is. We need a three-day work week.
23% of us say the balance between work and home life has become unsatisfactory.
Well, is there anyone that's got a little problem with my scheme of marching up and down the square?
Well, I have a piano lesson this afternoon.
Right, off you go then.
This, even though half of us say our employers offer flex time and stress management programs, with two-thirds of us taking advantage of those programs.
Two-thirds! Yeah, baby!
Wah-wah.
What's that?
iPhone users won't be getting free Wi-Fi from AT&T after all.
And hey, get Wozzy back on the phone.
I'll tell you why when we return.
You know, when we interviewed Steve Wozniak, I was going to ask him questions like, was it difficult to invent the computer? How was it being
made? Aren't you glad you didn't?
Yeah, I really am. We'll be back with more Buzz right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.